morning's reading is from Psalm 66, verses 1 through 9. Headed, praise for God's goodness to Israel. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you, sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him who rules by his might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard, who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip.
I've had kind of a semi-tradition in my own mind of wrestling some pretty tough topics. And just, I thought, it's the 4th of July, let me talk about a little lighter topic. And I want to talk about freedom and freedom of choice. Now, we're celebrating the birthday of our country. And by the way, as an interesting fact, two of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson and Adams, became president. Those two presidents, the only two that signed it that became president, those two men died on the same day in 1826, July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Amazing. Our country was started and based on religious freedom. People came here seeking religious freedom. So it's a little bit disconcerting at times when we say, well, you know, government and religious freedom have to be apart. Separation of state. And people have pushed that envelope a little bit too far at times, and they forget where we came from. And it was good to see the Supreme Court, when it was last tested, I think last year, indicate that, no, under God and the allegiance is where the country is based. That's where it came from. That's not saying that you have to believe in God. That's not saying you have to go to a particular church. Doesn't say that you have to go and worship in a particular way. That is freedom of choice. That's the basis of our country. That's the basis of the relationship between our government and our religions. And what a wonderful thing that is. And through the years, as I said before, some very, very brave men and women have sacrificed their time, their families, and oftentimes their lives to protect that. And they do it today. They continue to do it today. What a wonderful thing. Now, that's freedom of choice that we've gotten from a governmental issue. The other issue is we have freedom of choice from God. God doesn't program us to love God. God hasn't said, you have to love me. God gives us a brain to think with. And he says, allows us to use the brain and think what we want to think about that. Now, you would think if God could create the world and all that's in it, he could create in us the fact that we have to love him. But that's not us. We're not on a set of strings by God. We're given a freedom of choice. the freedom to think the way we want and make choices of our own. Some good, unfortunately some bad. At times, we abuse that power, at least in the eyes of others around you. But if you think about someone that you think back, maybe the kids don't have to think back too far. Think back about someone that you loved dearly and how sweet it was that they love you, that they chose to love you. Think of how sweet that is. Now, think of our God that loves us unfailingly with tremendous love and gives us blessings all the time. And when we return our love to God, how sweet that must be to God. And how sweet it is that we choose to take our freedom of choice and love God with that. That we choose to love God. We're not forced to love it. There's a difference. Remember when you were a kid? Terry, last week, maybe? I'm told. When you were a kid, or someone said, you have to do something. No. But someone said, would you, could you, can you choose to do that? How much more genuine, how much it feels like that's a choice that you wanted to make. That's the choice that God gives us. Now, that point is made very well in the book, a very interesting book called The Shack. And oddly enough, in another epistle that we studied on Monday night, Bruce Almighty. When Bruce Almighty, God gives Bruce, who's an infinite complainer, the ability to be God for whatever time period. And he said two rules, one of which, can't mess with free will. Now, the idea of free will is a very, very significantly important one to us. We are not puppets. So, it's nice, it's wonderful. What a gift to God when you say, God, I do love you. And as I said to you earlier on and during the children's message, take a moment today as part of the freedom that people have fought and died for to celebrate the birth of our nation, but take a few minutes out of that celebration today someplace and be real quiet and say, God, I love you. Amen.